Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joanne, you should go listen to the show. We're going to talk about you in a moment. A very nice woman named Joanne made a special stop to see. You were just talking about this.
Yes.
Which is amazing that we don't know of all the people out there listening. Lo and behold.
Same type of thing yesterday. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Joanne from West Mifflin? Where's she from?
Churchill. Yes. And she was just driving on her way to work and heard the show and wanted to stop and say hello.
Mrs. Ron, but is happy for him, loves you, yeah. Seems to like me, although she knows that I'm also a germaphobic. Yeah.
So she enjoys us together.
Yeah, likes she does.
Mrs. Ron, but likes us together, and that's always a good thing.
Thank you, Joanne.
So I was like, well, you should have told that to Craig. You know what I'm saying?
You know what her favorite store is, City Limits?
What's that?
Joanne Fabrics.
Good one,
oh,
horse.
Almighty. I'm sorry. Now, listen, he said we have a bank full of angry pirate callers, and also we have Sully. Do you want to get to some anger?
Yeah, let's get the callers. Let's get to some angry callers.
You know who's not angry is Sully. He seems to be rather satisfied with this horrible season they were already bad at.
If you had an apparent lifetime contract and didn't have any stress, I guess you would be in that same situation as him.
Limits? Who do we have?
We have one of our fan text line all-stars, Newt in Aspinwall.
You know what, man? My grandfather, Pop-Pop Starkey, his best friend was Newt. It was Newt and Evie. They used to come over, and that's a tremendous name. I just wanted to compliment you on that.
It's a nickname that come from a couple old shows, Green Acres and... Petticoat Junction that's crossed over. There was a character on there named Newt Kiley. So my oldest brother got the name Newt, and then it went down to Junior Newt, my older brother, and then me, Little Newt. So,
Little Newt, I imagine it from your television background that you're an old school guy and you were probably ragingly angry at the Jared Jones situation. Yes?
Yes, very. I mean, 60 pitches, let's call it. That's really about three innings of work, right? Maybe a little over in a normal year. In a normal game, rather. And the thing is, you guys kind of stole my thunder a little bit, which doesn't surprise me because you guys are the best. I want to correct an earlier caller. This is the best talk show with the three of you with Pomps there on Mondays. I call it the Mount Rushmore. But
thank you.
Thank
you're
you
including
much.
City Limits on that, and I'm sure that he's honored. Yeah, city Limits, are absolutely. You honored by that?
Very.
Yeah, so it's you guys stole my thunder a little bit because it's like, why are they worried about preserving these guys? They're never going to keep them. You know, I said the other day, I texted in, I was so angry that I had to call today instead of texting. I'd go Billy Martin on their asses and just put them out there and pitch them, like you guys are saying. Pitch them, you know, for like 4 years, then trade them where they're going to end up anyhow, the Yankees or the Dodgers. Get a whole bunch of young players, young pitchers, restock the pipeline, and just keep coming up, keep a flow going. Pitch them.
Well, I mean, that's what Tampa Bay does, right?
Right.
We appreciate
right.
the call, Newt. Yeah, they get rid of guys, you know, or let guys go like Blake Snell, who's unbelievable.
Right.
Before it's too late, and then they continue to replenish.
And they do a good job of getting prospects back in a lot of the trades they make, right? The guys that are young players or young pitchers that
yeah.
they can get 3 or 4 years out of or whatever it is, and then they move on from them.
Of course, they were also guilty of probably even including the Jones debacle the other night, the most ridiculous pitching change in the history of baseball, which was Blake Snell against the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yes.
When he mowing them down, and there was nothing to save him for because it was the World Series, and yet they took him out because of analytics.
Yeah. No, you know, absolutely.
That was horrifying.
And the thing about that.
And lost the game.
There's an example of a guy like Justin Verlander would have been like, I'm not coming out of this game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think the big thing is the one thing that Tampa has done better than the Pirates, a lot better. They do much better in the international market than the Pirates have. They do much better in scouting, drafting, and developing.
And identifying.
Right.
Well, it falls under developing, but they identify these diamonds in the rough
right.
that other teams couldn't get enough out of, and they get him. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Glasnow's one, although he was a little more high profile. They get unknowns and right. turn them into something.
And that's the whole thing is like there's a model they have that works, but it only works if you identify young players, develop them, right? And you're able to go and maximize the dollars you use in the international market for certain players. You know, the Pirates have gotten a couple of those. But if you look at what Tampa has done, and here's the other thing, Joe, Tampa has had success in a division with three of the richest teams in baseball.
Right.
It's
been pretty amazing.
That's what's probably the most amazing thing about them.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. Where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Next angry caller, please.
Chad in Bridgeville.
Hello, Chad. Hello. I drive through Bridgeville all the time on my way to golf. My stepson's going to be living over there. Paul, do you like Bridgeville? I love Bridgeville.
Yes. It's a nice town.
It is the best. We got absolutely everything here within a mile vicinity. I live right by the golf course.
How angry were you the other day?
Angry is an understatement. I do not understand the five inning approach. Maybe I'd be a little more understanding if you said, hey, we're going to be at 80 pitches. After 80 pitches, we're done. But five innings, 50-some pitches, that's a game you got to win, man. That's almost a guaranteed win.
Well, and it's also a game you've got to let him continue to pitch. That's, yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, those two go hand in hand from that night, and letting the kid continue to pitch. Did you throw anything, break anything, or swear?
I said words that will not be said on the air, but they definitely were not inconclusive.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's probably the general sentiment.
Let's take one more angry caller.
We have a good friend of yours, Joe, Alvin in Aliquippa.
Alvin, how are you, buddy?
Oh, boy.
This could be Bob.
Good. How are you guys doing? Hey, I was so mad about this Jared Jones thing the other day. I stood up and I kicked my dog. And my dog's name is Shelty. So Shelty's looking at me like, hey, what'd I do? And I said, you dog, you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Limits, can you screen the calls a little better? Please?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Can we take a real person?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, Terry is in Cannonsburg.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I wasn't watching it in the game when I saw that he came out after 5 innings and 59 pitches. I thought he got hurt.
So did and I. I was getting texts from people. Is Jones hurt?
Yeah. When I found out he wasn't hurt, it, to me, after 40 years of the same thing, all I can think is, wait till next year. It's all we ever hear. Now we're hearing it with these great young pitchers we have. Oh, we're building them for next year. Let's just get them out there and do it this year. I mean, we're sick of waiting. The guys are here. They're good enough. Let them pitch.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not the way that the things are done right now. So while we like to pow on the Pirates in these kinds of situations,
they drafted kids who really good pitchers, pitch them. It can't be this complicated.
It can't, and I agree with that. It can't, but they've all convinced themselves that these kids are, you know, really fragile and need to build up their arm strength and need to, you know, so my thing is, well, you're wasting a lot of pitches, aren't you? While you're building up their arm strength, you're wasting a lot of pitches as opposed to just allowing each pitcher to be different. And what I mean by that is, obviously, a guy like Garrett Cole has been a workhorse. Now, he's obviously got some injury this year, but for the most part, a guy like him has been a workhorse. It probably tells me that his body, his makeup, his build, all that other stuff, it's more conducive to more work. So I look at it that way. Every single person should have their own program. And if you've got a guy like Jared Jones, it feels to me like he's a guy who wants the ball, a guy who wants that workload, Let him go pitch, but that's not how they think.
It's not how any of baseball seems to think, but again, for the billionth time, I come back to what good has all these preventative measures done if we're in the middle of what some people are calling a pitcher injury epidemic? None. And that would include, most notably, controlling innings, controlling outings, and Strasburg's the greatest example of all. I think they held him out of the playoffs one year, for God's sakes, or big games down the stretch. And he wound up getting injured all the time anyway. It's pro sports. This, to me, is not different than quarterbacks in football. They get injured all the time.
Right.
The last 2 years, there was something like 130 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You know why? You can do everything you can to try to prevent that. You know why you can't? because it's pro sports.
Right. Injuries happen. I mean, the thing about the quarterback, think about all the roles they've changed and all of the ways they've tried to keep them safe.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And neither does this. So while your quarterback is good and young and playing well, play him. And that might be an idea.
And you can do anything you want to try and protect your quarterback, and they can be Aaron Rodgers and take a step, you know, two steps back into the pocket and blow out their Achilles. You know, injuries are going to happen.
Is there proof?
And they're not really predictable.
Is there, what's the word I'm looking for? Inarguable proof that controlling innings, babying these guys works? Show me the study that says that. I'm sure that guys like Strider and the kid out, Perez out in Miami, and all these other guys who are injured, were they all babied coming up too? My guess is yes. Did it work? No, they got hurt.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think you can prevent it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
They would tell you that they've got, you know, multiple years and a high volume of data that it suggests that this stuff is working. Well, is it working really?
No.
When we have story after story over the last 3 weeks about an epidemic of Tommy John surgery, which, as you and I pointed out, if you look at Travis Sawchek's story, the numbers really aren't worse than they were the last few years. The difference is now all of a sudden it's been a number of high-profile guys, and
right.
So now there's more attention on it. But there, if you look, here's the other thing, Joe, about the Travis Sawchek story with that chart. Here, this probably hammers home your point more than any. If you look at that chart, there's no rhyme or reason or trend for how many guys got hurt in every single year. It's not like it was like, well, there was 28, then there was 26, then there was 22, right? There was 1 year was 47, then the next year it was like 20, then the next year it was like 38, and then because that tells me all of these pitching programs and all this stuff, in some ways you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
because guys are going to get hurt if they get hurt.
When you play quarterback, you're playing with elite athletes or against them who are trying to kill you. Guys who are, you know, 6'2", 250, the best of the best athletes in the world. So you're going to get hurt. In this sport, you are defying everything we know about how to protect an arm. You're throwing maximum velocity, maximum spin. You're doing it, you know, day after day or every 5 days for years at a time to make it to the majors. So to me, there's going to be a natural attrition rate. I tend to believe the more you build up an arm as a young pitcher, the better off you'll be as an older pitcher. But other people say, no, you should pitch less, rest less. There's no answer to this, which again, just circles all the way back to you're doing bad things to the human body here. You're whipping a ball as fast as you can or trying to spin it as hard as you can thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And to pick one night in April at a ballpark in New York City and say, instead of throwing 73 pitches, we're going to hold this guy to 59 and believe that that's actually going to do some lasting good is just the height of lunacy to me.
Yeah. No, well, here's the thing about that is, have you ever seen a video? Have you ever seen a video of a slow motion of a pitcher throwing a pitch?
Yeah, yeah.
What the way that the arm is contorted, and then you look at it and you're like, now they do that over and over and over again and again at night. It's not natural. It doesn't even look like it. It looks like it hurts. Because the arm is, you know, so contorted when it's coming through and everything. You're right. There's probably not a lot you can do other than try and build it up and, you know, strengthen it and loosen it up with, you know, stretching and different things of the such. But at the end of the day, if a guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, he's always one pitch away from blowing his arm out.
Right, and that's why I'll say it again with Skeens. And I'm okay so far. But if he's not here very, very, very soon, you've only got so many in that arm, maybe over a career, maybe over a year, whatever. Use them here.
And the other part, Joe, that you made, which is very true, and we actually talked about this yesterday, but the other part is there's so many opportunities you have to preserve innings that you don't do it in that situation that 2 days ago. Jones pitching, they're up 6-0. You know what? Even though you're pitching really well, we're going to pull you out here in the fifth inning. You know, at the end of the fifth inning, we think our bullpen can preserve a 6-0 lead. Okay. Or, you know, whatever. The other way you can do it is we have a day off. We're going to go one day with an opener. We'll have somebody we'll bring up on a Sunday starter. And so that's going to give you like 8 days off between your starts. And we'll do that twice throughout the season. That's going to probably cost you 2 or 3 starts. There's 15, 18 innings you preserve right there without this silly arbitrary, okay, it's April. It's a middle of a week in April, and we're going to say you're only going 5 innings, regardless of what happens in the game. I'd rather you be able to dictate it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By saying we're going to skip starts, we're going to maybe use a spot starter here, we're going to pull you out of games maybe that we have well in hand, whatever. I'd rather see them manage it that way than have these preconditioned, pre-programmed, because you're basically taking the manager out of the equation and his ability to manage that game.
Imagine what will happen if this stuff goes on like it did with Strasburg on the verge of a playoff spot or late in the year with big games. Your soundtracks are getting better and better, City Limits, by the day. You're supposed to say thank you.
We got about 1,000. I like to hear it.
Nick Fauerbaugh. Is that how I say his name?
That's right.
I guess I could ask him, since he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
Good start, Joe. Good start.
That's what City Limits told me.
That is not what I said.
Yes, it is. I
didn't say anything about where he went to school.
It said he went to Slippery Rock.
No, I did not. He went to Pitt.
Dang, no, he didn't.
Bechtold.
What? All right, wow. I apologize. I don't know how I got that. I thought I had your bio in front of me. I thought it said... Is there anything about Slippery Rock in your bio?
There is nothing about Slippery Rock in my bio. I have like no connection to the Rock. Slimy Pebble, all respect to them. But no, I have more roots in Oakland than anything.
Is your name Nick Fauerbaugh?
It is Nick Fauerbaugh. That is not.
And you cover the Steelers, right?
You do cover the Steelers, right?
Now we have to make sure that we.
It's the right guy. I don't know. Maybe Marty Tuffer set us up with the wrong guy again. That could have happened too. Well, Nick, it's good to have you on here. I was just reading some of your posts, some of your stories, and you call your. Am I right about this? You call yourself an offensive line enthusiast, right?
That I do. I do. I am a former offensive lineman, and that is where I, like, stand at the line. I am at the front of the trenches all the time on the football field.
Where did you play offensive line, and do you know Donnie football?
I do know Donnie football. Donnie's had me on a few times. I played mostly throughout high school, and I've just kind of been trickling throughout in college around the Pitt program and everything. It's been a really good experience, and, like, man, I'm a big dude, so I embrace the offensive line play, the defensive line play. That's my big thing, honestly.
Would you be happy if the Steelers selected Graham Barton, the center from Duke, in the first round? Would that make you happy?
It would. I think Graham Barton is a very special athlete for the position. You don't see guys that can reach block the way he can, that can get to places he can. Listen, he's a tackle that's not going to play tackle. So I know that there's going to be some trauma that comes up in the Kevin Dotson, the Kendrick Green conversions. This is a guy that's going to have to play guard or center. With the Steelers, obviously it's going to be center since they have James Daniels and Isaac Seumalo. But this is a guy that's a special athlete, pretty great technician already. I mean, he's got great footwork. The hands are really quick, and he's an old-school finisher. I mean, he'll put dudes in the ground, play a little bit post-whistle. He's nasty. And I think that they love that type of physicality. Arthur Smith does. And I think he's a really good player. I think his transition to center will be pretty seamless for the most part. I think he's got all the traits to do it, the hands, the footwork. I think he's a great prospect. And I think he's probably, you know, a top 15 prospect in the class. But those interior linemen naturally just get pushed down just because it's not a premium position. But this guy is a really special athlete and can really transform the run game if the Steelers end up getting it.
Well, I think I think everybody is kind of on the same page with you, where it looks like linemen probably should be heavily favored early and often for the Steelers. But I think that the question becomes, how realistic is it that some of these guys that they would get at, say, 20, or even, you know, if they got a center, say, in the second round, how realistic is it that they could come in and start and play and make an impact immediately?
I think there's only three centers in this class that will come in right away and start. I think that's the thing with the center position is they have a hole there. They don't even really have anyone that could play there. I know they've talked about Nate Herbig. Guys, this guy has played 49 career snaps at center. I mean, that's a guard. He is not a center. He's a backup center. You need an emergency glass case guy at minimum. So they might have to sign someone, too, after this. There's really no one on the free agency market. But Graham Barton, Zach Frazier, and Jackson Paris Johnson, those guys can come in day one and start. Anyone beyond that, and I think you are playing a very, very dangerous game. And I know Mason Cole wasn't good last year. He wasn't going to be the solution. But you at least need an upgrade there. And, you know, some of these third-round rookies, if you got, you know, a Cedric Van Pran, who is kind of down there, a Bo Limmer, Hunter Norzad, that's the second tier of centers. I don't think those guys are day one starters. I think they can be starters, you know, year two, year three. I don't see a year one starter. So there's three of them. And then you look at tackle two, and Dan Moore was not good last year. I think, you know, we can all agree that there needs to be an upgrade at the left tackle position, whether that's moving Broderick Jones back there or keeping him at right tackle and drafting a left tackle to play over Moore. But Moore is still a guy with a lot of starting experience. And despite the deep tackle draft, you're not going to find a tackle that's probably going to start week one over him outside of round one. So they put themselves in a tough spot here. If they want to upgrade tackle, probably going to be a round one thing. Broderick Jones didn't even start in year one right away. Took him a little bit to get into that lineup. And so center is a day one starter. There's only three of them. And for tackle, you know, there's seven of them, but they're all probably going to be gone by the end of the first round.
Nick Fairbaugh from PGH Steelers Now. Well, that's where you can find him, at PGH Steelers Now, and that's who he writes for. He's the Steelers beat writer. What about a receiver? When do they take one of those? I'm starting to wonder if it should be in the first round, and I definitely think one of their first two. Do you agree with that, Nick? And is there a name that jumps off the page who might be available when they pick?
I agree with it because they have really no one there outside of George Pickens. I mean, they had Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, but you look at Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson, they are wide receiver fours at best, Calvin Austin, same bucket. They really don't have a two or a three. And so they probably need to add two guys. They'll probably double dip at this position. I think that's a top two round need. But we've talked about other positions, right? tackle and center and corner. I mean, all four of those positions could be classified as top two round needs. So something's getting thrown to the wayside. Maybe you trade back and acquire another pick. I think a trade back scenario is where the wide receiver comes into play. I think they're in a little bit of a desert area for wide receivers in the first round between that 15th and about 26th pick. You know, most of those top receivers are going to be gone, the top three. Brian Thomas Jr., I think, is probably going to be off the board, too. He would be the guy at 20 that I think makes sense. I think a trade-back scenario, maybe a trade-back with Arizona, Detroit, Buffalo. If you're 27, 28, 29, you can look at a guy like Adonai Mitchell, who is a really big, fluid route runner that's an alpha receiver. I think he's an X receiver that they can really pair well with George Pickens. If they really want to go to the second round, which is where I think they have value, whereas a lot of guys will fall there, I think – one name that really sticks out to me in that area is Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Great route runner, tough player, really came on this last year as a really productive, kind of steady receiver, has fantastic hands, so he gives you a certain floor, very high floor player. He can come in and play right away. I'm not sure the ceiling is as high as someone like Malachi Corley or Xavier Leggett, but he's got a very high floor and can play inside or outside and has a great route running sense. So he can be more of a one-on-one replacement for a guy like Deontay Johnson. So I think round two, where the value is probably maximized, that's probably where I would go. Ricky Pearsall makes the most sense to me.
How about the guys that guard or defend receivers, and that, of course, is corners? I know the Steelers have Joey Porter. Everything I've read and seen in terms of film and whatnot of Dante Jackson leads me to believe he's probably not your real option at number as your number two corner. What is this draft like at the cornerback position? And is this a position that the Steelers, should maybe have a priority on?
I think it is. I think the visits have shown that, and they've shown first round interest. Of course, I still think offensive line has to be the pick in round one, but corner is deep in this draft. I think they have a little bit of kind of brevity and kind of a little lax, like they have some laxity there to kind of wait a little bit on corner just because it's deeper, specifically the slot corner position. I think that's where they really need help. They don't really have a slot corner who can maybe play inside or outside, and there's a lot of guys there. So we're talking, beyond round one. You're talking like Max Melton, who's a guy that's really athletic and has very high upside, can play slot or outside. Renardo Green, same type of deal. Andrew Phillips. I know the really popular slot name is going to be Mike Sanristil out of Michigan. He would probably be a pick at 51. Really Mike Hiltonish type of player. I think he would actually really help that room just kind of really bolster the pressure, be a really nice chess piece for them. If they want to go even higher into the first round, I think if you're talking, guys that can play outside, guys can be a chess piece. I think you look at Cooper DeJean as the real kind of alpha dog of that group, a guy that can play safety, slot, or outside, extremely athletic, great punt returner. He is a guy that really fits what they like, and I think he could be a sleeper pick, maybe a 21 in a trade-back scenario. So he makes sense, and I think you've got to understand what they do with Dante Jackson. He's a guy that is undersized, hasn't really tackled well over the past few years. Does he move into the slot? I think it's a possibility. He's got the profile for it. So if they want a more of an outside guy, I think that changes what they look at. But right now it seems like the slots are what they're looking at. So a guy like Melton, Phillips, Sanristil. I like Melton the most of those guys because he gives you outside and inside versatility. So he bolsters depth at both spots.
Nick, we appreciate the time today, man. It's good to see somebody putting a Slippery Rock degree to good use. Hopefully you'll be back with us at some point. That was great, man.
So he's Nick from Pitt.
Right.
He covers the Steelers, just for your reference, the future reference there, Joe.
Nick, tremendous.
Nick from Pitt. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.